Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you neighbors. Strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure. With Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Deadlock at Big Run. Wranglers, how long does it take you to go to the store for candy? I'll bet it takes more than 6 minutes. But that's all the time it takes for you to make Rice Krispies treats, the candy feast with Kellogg's Rice Krispies in it. No fooling, and it's mighty easy, too. Then, when you've made yourself a batch of crispy treats, you taste sweet, smooth marshmallow plus crispy Kellogg's Rice Krispies. What a treat! The recipe is right on the box of Rice Krispies. Get Kellogg's Rice Krispies so you can make Rice Krispie treats soon. Life for the Western pioneer was a tooth and claw fight for existence in raw and empty country. Some of the heaviest fighting followed the opening of new territory for settlement. They called it a land rush. And the one that opened the section west of Wichita was the worst in history. It was there that United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles got caught in the middle of the dangerous job of breaking the deadlock at Big Run.
Rush ain't started yet, Bill.
No, looks like we got here just in time, Jingles.
Jumping junipers, would you look at that line of people and horses and wagons waiting for the gun to set them off.
It's a big one, all right. Hey, you see Cactus Carlson anywhere in the crowd?
No, and I don't want to set eyes on that straw-headed son of Sweden, neither.
There he is. Hey, Cactus! Well, look, Johnny, the boy.
Hold him on, Bill. Be right there.
Whoa, Joker, whoa.
Golly, Wild Bill, I sure am glad to see you in Ingles. You made it just in time.
Howdy, Cactus.
Yeah, we had to ride all night to get here.
Well, no, I feel right bad about that, Ingles.
Not as bad as I do, and stop calling me Ingles. My name is Jingles with a J.
Oh, that's just what I said. Ingles with a J.
All right, that's enough. I got a feeling there'll be enough fighting on this land rush without you two scrapping.
Sure, you said it, Wild Bill. I never see so much in all my born days.
Hey, what's going on?
Down at the end of the line. It's Monty Bogus again. Come on, Yance. I got business for you already. Up for it.
Oh, watch out.
Jump, Joker. Hey, Cactus, who's Monty Bogus?
The big gambler. Meanest clipper in seven counties.
What's he doing on this land rush?
He plans to set up a gambling palace in the town of Big Run. Look, there's him, all right. Hey, you. Monty Bogus, put up that gun and back off. Oh, boy.
Oh, easy, Buck.
Back off yourself, Cactus. They got in the way of my buckboard, and the next one that does it, somebody's going to have to bear it.
Oh, you sure talk big, mister.
Easy, Jingles. Bogus, better put up that gun like Cactus says.
Who says so?
You might be surprised, gambler.
You're Bogus. Don't press your luck too far.
No, loudmouth gents and buckskin are telling Monty Bogus what to do.
Watch him, Jingles.
You heard me. Now clear out before I give our new coroner some business.
I'm telling you once more, mister. Put up that gun and simmer down. We're going to have law and order on this land rush.
Law and order? That's a laugh. I make my own law, stranger, and here's how it works, Bill!
Well, your law and order don't work so good, does it, gambler?
Where'd that gun come from? Who in blazes are you?
Well, you were laughing at law and order, gambler, and caught yourself laughing right in the face of the fastest draw in the West, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok.
Hey, Charlie, what's the biggest treat you get on this show?
Well, I guess it's talking about Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Slim.
Well, sir, I'd like to talk about something special, Charlie. Another treat.
Oh, but now, wait a minute, Slim. Wait a minute. This is my only chance to tell about Rice Krispies.
I know, but we want to tell the listeners about Rice Krispie treats, Charlie.
Oh, well, now, that's different. That's something else again, Slim. After all, you make Rice Krispie treats candy with Kellogg's Rice Krispies. So go right ahead.
Rice Krispies and marshmallows. Man, I could talk about them for a long, long time. About the extra tasty, smooth marshmallow that surrounds those whiffs of rice that stay crisp right in the candy.
You know, sometimes I think you're a better talker than I am, Slim. The way you picture those Rice Krispie treats is making me mighty hungry.
That's the way Rice Krispie treats affect your appetite, Charlie. You want more and more once you try them. But here's more about these new candy squares. They only take 6 minutes to make, and they're so doggone easy, I'll bet any of the listeners can make them. And it's a heap of fun cooking up Rice Krispie treats, Wranglers. It tells how right on the back of the Rice Krispies box. Don't forget, look for the recipe on your box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Having had their first gunfight within 5 minutes of their arrival at the scene of the land rush, Wild Bill and Jingles were ready for trouble from then on. Excitement was running high and tempers were short as the hands of Cactus Carlson's watch crawled around at 8 o'clock. Time for the starting gun of the land rush.
How much time to go, Cactus?
2 minutes, Jingles. You want to fire the shot, Bill?
Sure, Cactus. Say when.
Let me get up in this wagon and get their attention. Sure hope they can hear me.
Well, they'll hear Bill's gun. That's all they've been waiting for anyway.
All right, folks. Listen to me. It's coming up time. Now, you all know the rules. First one to take off and set on a piece of land in Big Run gets it. And I'm asking you to play fair. Now, all together. You ready, Bill?
Ready.
Here we go. 1, 2... Three!
There they go, Bill! Whee! Ain't that a sight?
Your Jingles is right, Bill. That sure is a sight to see.
Yes, indeed. Say, Cactus, I forgot to ask how far it was to the side of your new town.
20 miles from here to Big Run as the crow flies. But none of them folks is crows, so they got it rougher.
What do you mean by that?
Big Run is the other side of Buzzard's Roost. And the only way over them hills is slow down road.
Slow down road?
Why, that's no more than a pair of wagon ruts clinging to the side of a cliff, Cactus. We're in for more trouble than I figured on.
We sure are. If that mess of people gets to fighting for the lead on that road, Buzzards are going to be mighty busy.
And Monty Bogus is already taking the lead. We better catch up and keep an eye on him.
There's only one thing, Bill. I'm going to need you and Jingles to help untangle some of the rest of these folks.
All right, let's ride. There's plenty to do. Go, Buckshot!
We're way out in front of the pack, Hitch. Things are going just fine.
I sure hope to keep up that way.
Don't you worry, they will.
Well, I don't know, boss. Since I seen you tangle with Wild Bill Hickok and lose out, I ain't so sure.
Ah, Hickok got lucky.
You call it luck when you got a cold draw on a man and he shoots the gun right out of your hand?
Forget Hickok. We got other things to think about.
Yeah, like what?
Like getting the biggest and best slice of land in the middle of town to set up my new Big Run gambling palace.
Well, the best goes to the first one there, and we ain't looking at nobody's heels. They're looking at ours.
Yeah, and I mean to keep it that way.
How?
I'm going to make sure none of them land-hungry coyotes in that pack behind us gets half a chance of beating us to Big Run.
You got some plans you ain't told me about, Bogus?
I'll tell you now. When we get to the narrow part of Slow Down Road, we're going to set a trap.
Trap? For who?
First Jasper that's unlucky enough to spring it.
What kind of a trap?
One that'll bring a 40-ton landslide down on the gent that sets it off. And from that dust cloud I see coming this way behind us, I figure that'll be Wild Bill Hickok. Lash up them horses. We got work to do.
Cactus, you old horny toad, I wish you'd have forgot to send for it.
No, Yingus, that ain't no way to be. Just think what a fix these folks would have been in if you and Bill hadn't come to help.
That's right, Jingles. Cheer up. You're helping to build the West.
Well, I feel like I was building it all by myself. Already this morning, we've pulled four horses out of quicksand, put 47 broken wagons back together, and stopped a dozen fights.
And it's going to get worse when these folks start up slow down road.
It can't get any worse, doggone it.
Hey, Bill. I caught another sight of Monty Bogus and his buckboard.
Where?
There. Must be 5 miles up slow down road. You see him?
Yeah, I do. That varmint's gonna have the town of Big Run staked out and built up for the rest of us get there.
Hold it.
Whoa, Joker. Whoa. What's up, Bill?
What are we stopping for?
Gonna give the horses a breather before we start up the grade.
Yeah, I'm the one that needs a breather.
Cactus, can you figure just about where Bogus is now?
Bill. He's just about to the narrow section of slow down road. I don't see the dust anymore. You reckon he stopped?
I wish he'd stop long enough for me to get a rope on him. I'll bet Monty Bogus and his gunslick are plotting some low-down meanness right this very minute.
All right, Hitch. We're by the narrow part. Pull up.
Whoa! Whoa now, you probates! Whoa now! Whoa.
Man, that was narrow. And I'll bet it's a 500-foot drop off that cliff. Yeah, and it's going to be a one-way trip for Hickok. Come on.
Just how you figuring that two men can set up a landslide?
Easy. I was out here with some of the boys the other night. We got the trap all fixed up then. All you and me's got to do is to trigger it.
I still don't see no trap.
You jughead, are you blind? Look at that big rock almost over your head.
Yeah?
Yeah. We dug out around it. All that's holding that rock up is that there short log. Now watch. I got a rope tied onto the bottom of that log. We tie it over here like this.
I get it. First one that comes by and kicks that rope gets the whole mountain down on him. And over the cliff he goes. That's right, slick Bogus.
Yeah. Now help me cover the whole thing over with brush.
Yeah. Better drag another log or two on the road to make it look good.
Sure. But they're going to be so busy, they'll never see that rope till it's too late.
Oh, what do you mean, busy?
You and me is going to be sitting up above them. When they start to clear the road, we're going to throw so much lead around their ears, they'll think a hornet's nest is busted loose. Come on, let's get set.
Boss, you think of everything.
Yeah, this is one time while Bill Hickok has met his match.
Just thinking, Bill. Must be over 500 folks in this land rush, and every one of them playing fair and square but Monty Bogus.
Seems like there's always one to cause trouble, Gordon.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. And if you will look up ahead, you'll see that he ain't through yet.
Yep, he set up a roadblock.
Why, that double-dealing sidewinder piled up brush and logs right at the narrowest and steepest part of this road.
Well, we better clear it out before the folks behind us get here. Whoa, Buckshot.
Oh, boy.
Hold up, Joker. Save your strength. When we get this road clear, I'm going to run that varmint down if it's the last thing I do.
We'll throw this brush over the cliff so we can get at that log.
Sure is a long drop down there, Bill.
Yeah, straight down.
I'll get that log. Just stand back.
Hey, they're shooting at us.
You reckon that's Bogus, Bill?
Yeah, hiding up above us.
Don't want us to clear out his roadblock.
I'll show him.
You're wasting lead, Jingles. You can't hit him if you can't see him.
Then I'll throw this last log over the cliff and go run him down. I'm plumb mad.
Wait a minute, Jingles. Don't pick up that log.
Don't stop me now, Bill. Here it goes.
Hey, what's that rope doing there?
It's a trap.
The landslide.
Run for it.
Come on, Jingles.
Almost roundup time, Slim. Sun's sinking low in the west.
Yep, and here comes young John riding home from school, Charlie.
Hey, what's he carrying there? Looks like a bag from the store.
Yeah, it sure is. Most every night now he brings home marshmallows and a box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Besides eating the talking cereal for breakfast, he uses Rice Krispies to make Rice Krispie treats, Charlie. the new candy squares that everybody's whipping up for themselves.
Yeah, I should have known. Even a cowpoke that never tried it before can turn into a cook these days.
Sure, Rice Krispie Treats are so doggone easy to make that everybody's having the time of their lives of cooking them up. They read how to make Rice Krispie Treats right on the Kellogg's Rice Krispies box, you know. It only takes 6 minutes, and you couldn't buy them anywhere. Delicious marshmallow squares with the Rice Krispies right in them. A mixture that really tickles your appetite till you just gotta have more and more, Charlie.
Woo-hoo, you're tickling my appetite now, Slim. I could eat a heap of Rice Krispies treats right now.
Same here, Charlie. Say, Wranglers, make your own Rice Krispie treats. Or your mom will make them to show you how easy it is. But get some marshmallows on Kellogg's Rice Krispies so you can enjoy these Rice Krispie treats real soon.
Monty Bogus' deadly plan worked only too well. His shots made Jingles too mad to listen to Bill's last-minute warning, and he picked up the log with which Bogus had triggered the landslide and threw it over the cliff. Half the hillside came crashing down on Bill, Cactus, and Jingles. When the last rock had rolled over the cliff, things were deathly still. Bill was stretched out cold in the road, Jingles was alive, but buried to his waist, and Cactus was nowhere to be seen.
Bill, doggone it, he ain't moving a muscle. Oh, why didn't I have sense enough to listen to his warning? And where's old Cactus? Oh, I gotta get my legs out of this pile of dirt and see about Bill. Now, one great big heave and I'll do. I'm out. Now for Bill. I'm here, Bill. He's still breathing, thank goodness. Bill, wake up. Come on, Bill, wake up, will you?
Bill! Jingles!
Oh, that's Cactus, he's alive. Where in thunder is he? Bill, doggone it. Come on, Bill, wake up.
Huh?
There, that's it, Bill.
Hey, Jingles, what hit me?
You must have got a rock on your head.
Bill! Jingles!
What's that?
It's Cactus, I can't see him anyplace.
We gotta find him. You all right?
No, I ain't, but I'm mad enough not to care about it. Can you walk?
Sure. Just let me get up.
There you are. That's it. Now, maybe we can find Cactus. Cactus! Cactus, where are you?
Jingles! Over here!
This way, partner. Toward the edge of the cliff.
Bill, if he went over that cliff, he can't be alive.
Well, he's alive enough to call out. Hey, Cactus, can you hear me?
You're Bill. I'm down here.
Hey, Jingles. There he is.
Holy jumping Junebug. Billy caught on a dead tree on the side of that cliff.
Yeah, and we got to get to him fast. Get the ropes off our saddles.
Yeah.
Hang on, Cactus. I'm coming down to get you.
I can't hang on much longer, Bill.
Give me the ropes, Bill. I got yours and mine tied together. You going to try to drop a loop over Cactus?
No, I'm going down after him. You take a turn around that stump and lower me over the cliff. I'll tie this end around me.
Sure hope this stump ain't another trigger for one of Bogus's traps. Okay, Bill, all set.
All right, lower away. I'm on my way down, Cactus. Stay with it.
Hurry, Bill, I'm losing my grip.
Faster, Jingles.
All right, Bill, watch yourself.
Look out, Bill. Don't kick me in the face.
I'm watching. That's good, Jingles. Hold it right there.
Catch me, Bill.
Gotcha. I hang on to my shoulders.
You get it, Bill?
Yeah, Jingles. Haul us up.
Here you come. Get a good grip.
Oh, I sure thought I was gone.
Lucky we weren't all killed. Bogus had us figured for a one-way trip to Boot Hill.
Yeah, and I got that salamander figure out for a one-way trip to the Hoosegow. Give me your hand, Cactus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jingles.
You better check yourself over for broken bones, Cactus.
No. I'm all right.
Well, then we better figure a way to clear this road before the mob gets up here.
But, Bill, that'll give Monty Bogus a big head start on us.
We know where to find him, partner.
Sure, sitting on a fat piece of land right in the middle of Big Run.
And as long as he thinks we're dead, that's what he'll be doing. Sitting there and not worrying.
Then let's get to work on this landslide. I can't wait to see the look on his face when we ride into Big Run.
Got it, Bogus. That's the last stake.
Yep, the best piece of land in Big Run all staked out in my name.
Not another of them rubes in sight yet.
They're going to be hopping mad about that landslide. What are we going to tell them when they get here?
We don't have to tell them nothing. We don't know nothing about it. Must have happened after we passed by.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Sure, and with Hickok and Jingles and Cactus buried at the bottom of the cliff, who's going to tell them different?
Mighty slick, boss. That was my... Hey, look, riders.
Huh? Where?
Coming down the hill from Slowdown Road. Boss, it looks like it. It is.
Hickok. That blasted star packer's got 9 lives.
What are we going to do?
Do? This time we're going to make sure. Get your rifle and get down behind the wagon.
I'm ready.
So am I. You take a bead on that big deputy and keep shooting till he drops. I'll take Hickok.
What about Cactus?
That old gopher don't bother me none. All right, get a bead.
Yeah, I got it.
Then cut him down.
He ain't dropping. They're spreading out.
Keep shooting.
Boss, they're coming right at him.
Cut him down. It's now or never.
All right, focus. Your time's come.
Drop them rifles, you two vermin.
I'm through. Don't shoot. Don't shoot no more.
You heard him, Bogus. Drop that rifle.
I've been saving one slug for you, Hickok.
That's the hard way, mister.
We got him, Hickok.
We got him? You sure were a big help, Cactus.
Never mind, Jingles. Throw the handcuffs on these two before they try some more tricks.
That'll be a pleasure.
Hickok, you ain't human. Nobody could have got out from under that landslide.
You've got Jingles to thank for saving us, Bogus, huh?
Yeah, you gotta throw a bigger pile of dirt than one little old mountainside to bury me all the way, mister.
Hey, Bill, look. Look, here come the rest of them swarming down off the hill.
Yes, sir. Now, ain't that a wonderful sight to see? All them folks looking for a place to build a new home and get a new start.
That's what's making the West grow, Jingle.
That's right. And Bogus had staked out for his gambling palace. He ain't got no need for...
Cactus here is the mayor of Big Run. Why not let him take it over to build a new city hall and sheriff's office?
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, Bill.
Sure it is. Cactus, you can put up a city hall, sheriff's office, and jail. And Monty Bogus and this varmint with him can be the first ones to be locked up. Bogus, I reckon you staked out your new home after all.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
That's all for Wild Bill this week, kids, but we'll be with you again on Monday.
Yes, sirree, Bob. So join us, will you, for another action and adventure story of the Old West.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Boys and girls, did you ever reach into a grab bag before breakfast? Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Well, it is fun. And all you need is Kellogg's Variety Pack. It's filled with 10 individual portions of your favorite Kellogg cereals. There's Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Sugar Frosted Flakes, Rice Krispies, and other favorites just waiting for you to open them up. It all adds up to the best-eaten grab bag you ever saw. Tell Mom you want to reach in real soon. Kellogg's Variety Pack. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Ken Peters, Lou Merrill, and Herb Vigran. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!